Well, Cowboys Nation, I would have to say that this is the perfect edition of Cowboy Zone with myself, Ashley Baker, and Josh Vincent. We are here on a victory Sunday. The Dallas Cowboys are 11-1 and have also just clinched a playoff berth by virtue of the Washington Redskins losing to the Arizona Cardinals. Josh!
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Man. Whoa. Listen, Cowboys Nation is winning on their day off.
They are. Crazy, right? That's how good the Cowboys are. They haven't played since Thursday, and they're still picking up W's. And
they
shout out to the Washington
winning.
Redskins. Yeah, shout out to the Washington Redskins. Shout out.
Cowboys Nation, you guys really should be thanking the Arizona Cardinals because, I mean, if I had to give my pick, based on the high power offense of the Washington Redskins, and you know, I mean, the Cardinals came into that game 4-6, and 4-6-1, I believe. And you know, I would have assumed that the Redskins, that would have been a walk in the park for the Skins, and they dropped that game. And so a lot of props to the Arizona Cardinals getting it done at home. Again, you are listening to Cowboys Nation, another victory week. The Dallas Cowboys are 11-1, and they just took on Thursday night, another Thursday night after the Thanksgiving game against the Minnesota Vikings. Definitely want to quickly just review that game. Josh, man, tough game. In case you guys don't remember, Dallas wins that game 17-15 by the skin of their teeth, escaping Minnesota with the win. What's your takeaways on that game, Josh?
Oh, well, you know, if I am the Dallas Cowboys, well, let me say this first. I think that's what really makes the Dallas Cowboys such a great team is the fact that they find themselves winning games that, if you look on paper, maybe they should have perhaps lost. You look at that Vikings game. The Vikings gave everything they have. They left everything out there at U.S. Bank Stadium on that field. And it was really the Minnesota Vikings that just could not, convert on their special teams. Their special teams had a crucial fumble that led to an easy, 5-yard touchdown, even if it was that much, that gave Dallas the go-ahead victory at that game. And so if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, yes, I'm very excited that I left Minneapolis with a win. But if I'm Jason Garrett over these next, 10 days that they got until the next time they play, maybe 7 by now because I think they play next Sunday. So about a week from now, if I'm the Jason Garrett and company, I am looking closely at these last few games that the Cowboys played because it wasn't so much what the Cowboys did, it was what their opponents couldn't do. Let's go back to November 13th when they played the Steelers. You can say, hey, if the Steelers didn't do all those two-point conversions, that game could have went a different way. You look at the Thanksgiving game, we were there in Dallas when they played the Redskins. If the Redskins could have converted the 3 or 4 times that they found themselves in the red zone, that game could have went a different way. The same thing could have can be said about the Minnesota Vikings just this past Thursday. If their special team did not fumble that ball, and they could have, that game could have went a different way. So Dallas has won those games, and I'm not taking anything away from the Cowboys. I'm not taking anything away from Dak Prescott. You may remember it was a comeback victory out there in Pittsburgh. You may remember, you know, they did their thing. The defense held it down, forcing those three and outs against the Redskins. And then, of course, you know, they did their thing against Minnesota. So I'm not taking anything away from them boys, but I am saying that if I'm Jason Garrett and I'm looking ahead to the Giants, the Buccaneers, the Lions, and the Eagles to wrap out their schedule, I am saying to myself, there were some breaks that we got. And with that being said, that is a little call. That makes me pause for the cause, as we say here in Chicago. So that's my takeaway from the Vikings game. That's really my takeaway from the Cowboys just in general. They, as you mentioned, 11-1. They clinched a playoff berth now, and we shall see what happens as they get ready to take on New York coming up next Sunday.
Yeah. Well, let me just give my quick, you know, I want to go ahead and, as far as the Vikings are concerned with me with that, you know, I said that Dallas didn't win that game. The Vikings lost it. Yeah. I do believe that Zeke and Dak hit that rookie wall. Zeke had 86 rushing yards. Dak, 139 passing. He had about 30 yards on the ground. You know, he had great – he made great decisions with his feet, Dak, yeah. I'm speaking about here. So he definitely, like, you know, picked up those crucial downs and picked up those crucial yards, you know, that helped Dallas stay in that game. But, man, this game was really busy. I jotted down some stuff that happened during the game, and this mm-hmm. game was just a busy game, you know, initially because it wasn't so high scoring, it can come off as a boring game. But if you are a lover of defense, you yeah. are in love with this game, specifically when it comes to the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, they forced two turnovers. Dak fumbled once. Lucky Whitehead fumbled once. And let me just say, I am beyond annoyed with the ball when Lucky Whitehead has it. I've always been like that with him for probably like the last two or three seasons. Shade, yeah. no shade, catch it. I don't care. Listen, whenever he's back there to get the punt, I'm afraid of a muff. I'm afraid that if he don't muff it, when he grab it and run, he's not holding on to it. And my worst fear came to be on Sunday when he fumbled that ball. I almost – listen, I'm sorry, but when you give him too much, it is almost a – it's almost a guarantee that he's coughing the ball up. I mean, that's just what yeah. it is. I mean, he's that player. I mean, you know, he'll make some big plays for us sometimes, but that was a well-designed play by Scott Linehan, man. And, you know, they flipped it over, and he, you know, ran off to the left. And, you know, picked up the first down and fumbled, man. So I was annoyed with that. You know, Dak, you know, not so perfect, you know, fumbled, you know, his pass. There was a particular time in the game where the defensive penalties were killing them on one series. Had like three calls for 20 yards on one series. There was an illegal hands by Orlando Scandrick, which negated the pick that Sam Bradford would have had. Then yeah. there was an encroachment penalty, and then there was a neutral zone penalty. Now, I know a lot of that had to do, that encroachment and neutral zone, that had to do with the noise in that stadium.
Yeah.
That is a loud stadium. I am very aware of how loud they are. I mean, if you watch the game, you heard those horns blowing. You know, it was just a whole lot going on. The Vikings punter was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at one point his longest was like 30 yards. He kicked a 15-yarder and, you know, giving Dallas such great field position in any other team. I mean,
yeah.
you just don't want to do that kind of stuff with any other team because they're going to capitalize. But Dallas couldn't seem to capitalize
yeah.
on those good position on those fields because Minnesota's defense was, listen, they was headhunting. That's what I call it. They were headhunting
yeah.
out there. Jason Witten, his historic streak snap. No, you know, he would have gotten a call. I mean, he would have gotten the pass, but that was negated by a offensive penalty. You know, there was a lot going on with Dallas. This was honestly their worst game of the season. And like I said, Dak and Zeke definitely hit the rookie wall. But to come out with that W, people are of the mindset that Dallas needs an L to refocus. I am of the mindset that that was an L, that we happened to win. We caught an L in so many facets of the game, but we, you know, for somehow, and it really was defense. It was really our defense, that bend don't break defense. They
yeah.
were able to come up with, you know, crucial stops and slowing that, you know, that Vikings offense down. And, you know, they did what they had to do. But, you know, an L doesn't necessarily have to be attached to them refocusing or them knowing how it feels to have a bad game. They had a very, very bad game offensively, and I'm sure they don't want to feel like that again. Because
for
we don't
sure.
know how many times we can count on the defense going into the playoffs. But that's just my takeaway, that Dallas was very, very fortunate. I mean, a season low of 264 total yards offensively.
Yeah.
It was just – It was a terrible game.
It was. I definitely want to add on to a point that you made. Dallas definitely had 10 penalties that equaled over 78 yards. And as you
that's
mentioned,
big,
Minnesota,
man.
That's pretty big.
Again,
that's pretty big.
again, going into the playoffs, we thought that they fixed this issue a couple of games ago. Going into the playoffs, you cannot give up those type of yards and that many penalties. You just can't.
You can't. And you know, Jason Garrett is definitely going to look at that. And something that you mentioned as well, you know, Dallas didn't necessarily win this game. Minnesota lost it. You look at the last, what, seven games, they've dropped six of their last games to Philly, you know, Chicago, Detroit, Washington, the Lions, and also the Cowboys. And, you know, the Vikings are now sitting at 500. I don't know if they're going to have enough to even possibly sneak in there. If they would have beat the Cowboys, then things would have been a little differently. But, I mean, even if they win out, they at best they would be, what, 10-6, when it's a lot of other teams in the NFC that are doing much better than them. I mean, the Vikings really needed this game. They really did. I mean, you know, they started off the season really strong. Sam Bradford, I mean, I know that things were kind of shaky prior to the season beginning when Teddy Bridgewater injury happened right before the season. They got Sam Bradford. He led them undefeated for a little while. Then they dropped one game, and then next thing you know, they just lost and lost and lost and lost and lost. They continue to lose. The only game that they won is November 20th against the Cardinals, and the last game they won prior to that was way back on October 9th. Just to put a perspective on how long it's been, it's almost been 2 weeks. I mean, 2 months, excuse me, since they have won a game, if you don't count that win that they had against the Cardinals. So, it's something good for the Cowboys. Like I said, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. I think the Cowboys, they don't necessarily have to have a loss in the loss column to lose a game. I think a game like this really builds character, and you had such a long break. They didn't play since Thursday, so they're going to have, you know, about a 10-day span in between two games. They are definitely looking at that saying, okay, this is what we need to do better, because the only team that got a loss on them are the New York Giants, and they will face them again on December the 11th on Sunday. I think Dallas learned their lessons, and you know, with them clinching that playoff berth, the Giants lost today to the Steelers. I don't know what's going on with those guys. But with them clinching that playoff berth, it does make me wonder, you know, what will happen now? You know, do you try to bring in Tony Romo to get a couple of reps out there? Like, what happens now? So I would like to pick your brain on that real quick. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on that would be, there are bigger sites in mind, which would be home field advantage, and we still need to clinch the division. If, you know, they beat I'm such a Cowboys fan. Listen, I need to be a little more. Listen, I'm so biased sometimes. I'm trying not to, but I'm real. Everybody, I think people can agree that I'm pretty real. So Dallas needs to still clinch the division, and you know, looking at the big picture, definitely clinching home field advantage. All roads need to go through Dallas. And guess what? If Dallas makes it to the Super Bowl, they're about, what, 2 or 3 hours from Houston?
Yeah.
That's where the Super Bowl is going to be this year. Why not just stay in Texas for the rest of the year? You know what I mean?
Why not?
You know, so I think that Tony has enough experience where you don't need to bring Tony in. Like, I don't know where people are getting this from. Let's bring Tony in. You don't bring Tony in to warm him up, but then you cool down the hot hand of Dak. Like, that's what you don't need to do that. You know what I mean? Dak got the hot hand. Those rookies have the hot hand. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think that Tony would necessarily break the chemistry. Like, I've never been of that mindset. I don't think that he'd break the chemistry, but you definitely want to keep things rolling the way they are. I don't think that you bring Tony in. You keep Dak going as long as he's winning now. I mean, I don't know. I just think you just keep things the way they are. It's a dilemma. I mean, if Dak keeps winning, I mean, you sit him down and then you cool off his high hand just to bring in Tony, somebody that you may not even necessarily need. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know.
I agree.
You know,
I just want to pick your brain on that. That's all.
Yeah, that's what. But like you said, the playoff pitcher. So Dallas has clinched the playoff berth. By, again, virtue of the Redskins losing. They also needed Tampa Bay to win, to lose. But, you know, the Chargers are the Chargers, and, you know, they lost. So it is what it is. So looking at the playoff picture, if the playoffs were, you know, to start today, you know, Dallas would have that number one seed. the Redskins, because they lost, they're not even in the wild card anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, had Dallas lost and the Giants won today, it would have been like, you know, who's going to get the number one in the division, the number one spot in the division Sunday night. That was going to be like that type of game. I mean, it's still going to be a great game because things could still change over the last 3 weeks of the season. But, you
right.
know, Dallas clinching the playoffs with, you know, help from other teams, I think that definitely takes a little bit of pressure. But you still want to clinch the division, and you still want to definitely look forward to getting home field advantage. I think I asked you this before.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm going to ask you again for those that didn't hear you. Now, do you think if Dallas was to clinch home field, do you think it would be an do you think it's an actual advantage? Can home field advantage is home field advantage for the Dallas Cowboys an actual advantage if they happen to clinch it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so much that go on in jury world, man. Like, it's more than just football.
This is true.
It's
this
the Super Bowl. It's concerts. Like, this man is, man, listen, Jerry's a hell of a businessman, so he is making his money. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's never, I think that it's never really felt like home to them. And perhaps that's why Dallas in the past has done so badly at home. You know, however, of course, other than the first game they lost at home, they've won all the other games at home this year. So do you think that being in Jerry World is an actual advantage for Dallas if they happen to clinch home field?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's an advantage because we've seen this Cowboys team win in some very rough places. You look right here in the Midwest, they won in Minneapolis. They won up in Green Bay. They won over in Pittsburgh. So, you know, you look at some of the wins that they've had on the road, they won in some very, you know, historical, you know, rough places to play, right? You know, Pittsburgh, Green Bay, and now Minnesota, not to mention that they also won out there in Washington. And they won against the 49ers. So they won against, you know, some teams on the road, obviously, to be 11-1. So to say is there an advantage? I mean, I guess the only good advantage is, you know, if you're Dak, you know, and you stay right there down the street from the arena, or you're Zeke, you stay over there in Arlington, Irving somewhere, and you can just easily drive right on to AT&T Stadium. I guess, you know, it's an advantage in that aspect of it. I think when you look at this in the long term, let's just say if they do make it to the Super Bowl and they win it all, I think it would be a good feel-good story, like, wow, the Cowboys did it, you know, and they, you know, put themselves in prime position to win everything right there in Texas. But I think an even better story would be if Dak Prescott and company had to go out to Seattle. They have to go out to one of those places and win on a road, you know, to get back to Texas, to get back to Houston for the Super Bowl. I think that would be really remarkable. But regardless, you know, them making it to the Super Bowl would be good enough. I guess to answer your question, I don't really think it makes a difference, honestly. I mean, I believe they will, you know, have a home field advantage based on the fact that I don't really see them losing. As we continue to talk, the only team
that so you think they're going to go 15-1?
I really believe so. I mean, unless something happens where the Cowboys decide let's rest all our starters, right? Okay, for example, they got a critical game against the Giants coming up next week. But after that, they got Tampa Bay and Detroit. Again, all of these teams are playoff contender teams. If you look at the playoff picture right now, if the playoffs were to start today, Tampa Bay would be playing at Detroit. New York would be playing at Atlanta. So all of these teams that they're playing are playoff contenders except the Eagles. That's the last game on the schedule. So if I'm Dallas, Dallas did something where they said, okay, hey, let's just rest all our starters, right? You know, let's rest Dak, let's rest Zeke, let's rest all these guys to get prepared for the playoffs. I could see Tampa Bay winning next Sunday on the 18th or next Sunday. I could see Detroit coming to town the day after Christmas and winning. You know, I could see those things happening if they decided to do all of that. But these are teams that they may face in the playoffs. Those starters may continue to play, and they could easily pick off the Giants, who I don't know how they are what they are today. They can easily pick off the Giants. They can easily beat Tampa. Well, I wouldn't say easily because Tampa Bay did beat Seattle. But they can definitely
Tampa
put up
Bay
a good fight.
Tampa Bay is rolling,
against,
man.
They are rolling. Hey, famous Jameis. They could definitely, you know, put up a good fight against Tampa Bay, but I think they have the advantage there. Detroit, I mean, you really – I can't call it when it comes to any team from the NFC North. You just don't know. And then I could see them beating the Eagles. I mean, so I could definitely see them going 15-1 without question.
So having – with you saying that, I mean, they have this revenge game against the Giants, which is coming up Sunday night, prime time.
Yeah.
I mean, so you do believe that they're going to beat New York. I mean, what are their keys to success? What do you think? Because, I mean, that receiving core of the Giants. Now, granted, the Giants did lose today to the Vikings. I'm sorry, to the Steelers. They lost to the Steelers 24-14.
Yeah, they did.
And, you know, the Steelers are the Steelers. I mean, that offense. You know, if you put them against a mediocre defense, I mean, but you're not a potent enough offense, which I believe with that receiving core that the Giants have, that they were potent enough, but they don't have a running game.
Right.
I thought that they was going to give, you know, the Steelers some a little bit of go, and it seems like they didn't.
Right.
They were pretty much shut down. So, I mean, let's look forward to next week's primetime Sunday night game with Dallas playing the Giants. Let me just say, my gut is telling me that Dallas is going to drop this game, which is terrible because winning next week's game, Dallas would clinch the division.
Yeah.
That is the game clinching, the game that would clinch the division. So with them winning that, you know, that'll be goal number two. Goal number one was getting in the playoffs. Goal number two was getting, you know, clinching the division. Goal number three would be, you know, securing home field. And, of course, goal number four would be the Super Bowl win. But my gut is telling me that it's a division game. It's not going to be a walk in the park. They're going to fight simply because, you know, in a sense, you know, I mean, New York is very much in the thick of things. You know, they're not to be counted out, and they know that game would put them in a better position. And, of course, it would ruin some, you know, Dallas Cowboys fans. It would irritate some Cowboy fans and the Cowboys in general. So,
Especially,
I mean, you know. So, but I want to point out that the Giants are 15th overall in defense. And Jason Pierre-Paul left today's game against the Steelers with a groin injury. That is huge if he happens to not play. Now, he's optimistic he's playing. I think he's going to have the MRI on his groin tomorrow or sometime this week. That's going to be huge if Jason Pierre-Paul does not play against the Dallas team because, again, they're already ranked 15th defensively. Dallas has seen some tougher defenses. I mean, the number one, number three, the Bengals were ninth at the time when Dallas played them. You know, so they've faced some tough defenses. They're ninth defensively and 22nd overall in offense, which is a little surprising to me because of the receiving core they have with, you know, Beckham and Victor Cruz. I had a conversation with somebody about Eli Manning. And Eli Manning, I don't care what anybody says, he's a clutch quarterback. I had a conversation with somebody a couple of years ago, who do you take in the clutch, 2 minutes left, Tony Romo or Eli Manning? And I have seen what Eli can do in 2 minutes if you give him the opportunity.
Okay.
And I just feel like that would be Eli Manning. And Eli's just no joke. Again, it's a division game. I kind of feel like that – you know, it started off with Dallas with that winning streak, and I feel like the Giants will probably end it. And it's okay, you know, if they take the L, that's absolutely fine. But I feel like they'll probably drop that one because on paper they're supposed to beat them.
Well, that's even more of the reason why the Cowboys will win that game because the Dallas Cowboys.
You think they're gonna win, right? Okay.
Yeah, because the Dallas Cowboys are looking at this game from this perspective. If they beat the New York Giants, they will have that home field advantage where all roads go through Texas. And if you want to get to the Super Bowl, you must go through the Dallas Cowboys on the NFC side. And then that road will leave you down Highway 45 over to Houston. I'm not looking at a map. I just know that. But anyway, the point that I'm making is
yo, he's a traveling dude. Josh is a traveling guy, man. This man knows about everywhere and listen.
Right. I just got to surprise myself with that. I was just like, how do I know that? But, yeah, so all roads will end up leading through Texas. So this is my thought process on that. I would say, yeah, Eli is clutch, but he did have two interceptions today. Two costly interceptions, I may add. So with that being said.
Against
yeah.
a very weak Pittsburgh defense. I'll give you that point. That's
yeah.
pretty true.
So. You know, with that being said, I think a win next Sunday versus New York, not only would it be the revenge game, it would make a statement like, hey, yeah, you know, we beat the Giants. But I think that win will also kind of quiet all of that talk. You know, you had a lot of people that said, oh, well, you know, the Cowboys really haven't played anybody for real. You know, you have a lot of that rhetoric. Like when you talk to people who are anti-Dallas Cowboys, because that's why they're America's team, right? Let me go on a little rant for a second. You have two sides of this fence. You have the Dallas Cowboys fans and you know, people that love the Cowboys. And then you have the people that just hate the Cowboys, and they would come up with any and everything for the reason why the Cowboys will not be successful or why they are successful. Oh, well, they only successful because
haters. Haters
right.
up top.
And you know how that goes. So I would say this. I think this would shut up everybody. I think a win in New York would really quiet down a lot of people, especially when you point out the fact that everything on paper says that the New York Giants should win this game. This is the one thing that you won't see on paper that I would say would give an advantage to the New York Giants. I'm not sure if you've been outside yet or maybe that weather haven't made it out there that just yet. But it's pretty cold here in the Midwest, and I was talking to some people in the weather department. We're going to have some very frigid weather across much of the United States, pretty much everybody east of the Rocky Mountains. That would include New York City. And Dak Prescott and company have yet to play a game outside in real adverse conditions. When we were in Green Bay, it was very warm in Green Bay. It was with 61 degrees in Green Bay. When they played over in Cleveland, again, that was a noon game. It was, what, 61, 63. You know, very unseasonably warm in Cleveland and Green Bay and Pittsburgh and all the times that they played in those cities. Now, if you go out to New York, you go out to the Meadowlands, you go out to northern New Jersey, and it's 20 degrees. It's a snow flurry out there. We've yet to see Zeke running that type of weather. We've yet to see Dak throwing that type of weather. Something that Eli and those Giants do every
year. On a regular. Right. That's true.
And both of these guys are rookies now. I would give the advantage maybe a little bit to Zeke, considering he did play in Ohio. That's a Midwestern state. But we're talking about a boy from Mississippi, where if he sees snow, he's still taking pictures for Facebook and Snapchat. So, you know, talking about Dak Prescott there. So, with that being said, you know, if the weather is some type of adversity, even if it's just purely cold, like, all right, it's going to be a game-time temperature of 24 degrees, that's relatively cold, I would give the advantage to Eli and company, given the fact that we've yet to see Dak play in that type of a weather.
Right, okay.
Given how warm it has been. So that's the only thing that I would say on paper would give the Giants the advantage. Outside of that, even though the Giants should be a better, you know, should be better and should win that game, I'm definitely going with the Cowboys just for the simple fact they want to shut up everybody coast to coast, say, hey, we deserve to be here. It's not by circumstances we're here. It's not by, you know, some fairy tale unicorn for the reason why we're here. They are here because they deserve to be there. So that would definitely shut up a lot of people if they can go out to New York and win. But I would caution, if next week's forecast in New York City is, you know, so adverse, then, you know, that could definitely go New York Giants' way. And if I look at this real quick, I know the weather is subject to change. But right now they're calling for a forecast in New York next Sunday. To have temperatures in the 30s, lows in the mid-20s.
Wow,
so you're talking
wow.
about possibly a game-time temperature around 27 degrees. Now, that's still some 7 days away, as y'all all know. Weather can change. But if that was the whole truth, you know, that could be something to look at.
And it will be big. And, you know, folks on Cowboys Zone here on Fox Sports, 1340am.com, we give it to you all. We are even slight meteorologists here. You know, we're going to give
right.
you what it might be as far as the weather is concerned as well. So, you know, shout out to Josh for giving us that. But I definitely, you know, want to just piggyback off of that. You know, again, you know, they haven't dealt with any, you know, type of inclement weather. Or I don't think Dallas has even played in, like, rain. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, even
they haven't.
Like,
yeah,
they played with a wet ball. You know, they haven't even done that. So, you know, shout out to me. Next week, guys, is going to be our shout out to Brian H. Waters, who's with the Fox Sports 1340 and family. He will be filling in for me next. We're going to hope that it's a victory Monday for Cowboys Zone, because I will be on the beaches of the Dominican Republic.
I mean, who told you can go on vacation in the middle of the season?
Right. Listen, while Josh and Brian hold it down here, honey, I will be laying in some shade on some white sandy beaches while y'all deal
okay.
with the cold weather here. So, you know, have fun with that. Just a little quick little meteorology of my own. It's going to be 90 and sunny all in the Dominican Republic. So I'm going to enjoy my trip. But again, Brian H. Waters and Josh is definitely going to hold it down here again on Cowboy Zone. Next Monday. Score predictions, I'm going, gosh, Cowboys Nation, don't crucify me.
Uh-oh.
Don't crucify me, man. This is going to be a tough game. I'm going 24-20 Giants. Packing on that
okay.
second L of the year for Dallas. It's a division game. You can't win them all. Perhaps Dallas will probably shut me up, as I said before. They are rewriting the way that we look at them. And on paper, like you said, Dallas should win the game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a division game. I don't like necessarily calling division games. And my gut is telling me that that the Giants will come away with this one. What's your score predictions, Josh?
I'll go 24-14 Dallas.
Nice.
I believe
okay.
I really have the Cowboys winning that game. I really do.
What else is new, Josh? What else is new?
I mean,
you always have Dallas winning the game.
Let me,
that's
let
cool.
me,
it's Cowboys on. It's Cowboys on. That's cool. You always got Dallas winning the game. Do you think you think Dallas go 15-1? Listen, I have been a Dallas fan all my life, man, and I am scared to death to concede that Dallas is going
to
be this super team and just win them all. And because I know it'll hurt my feelings if I create that expectation in my mind, my feelings are going to be hurt, and I don't want my feelings to be hurt. So
I feel that. But see, like with me, if you guys know me, I'll tell you, I never grew up a Cowboys fan, and I remember telling you guys that episode one. I've just always been really fond of Dak. Now, not as fond as our friend Billy Joe, who we'll hear from later on today, but I've always been fond of Dak.
Lord, Billy Joe is back.
Who? I don't know. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute. There's a story about that. But, me personally, I've never had an attachment to the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, as a little boy growing up in Arkansas, I remember everybody was so happy when Jerry Jones flew down to Texas and bought the Cowboys. But the point that I'm making is that, I mean, I just see it from what it is. And I mean, when you look at that schedule, unless they just wanted to make statements against all these teams who are – technically in the playoffs, if the playoffs were to start today, they play all three of these teams. They play the Giants, they play the Buccaneers, they play Detroit. So if they wanted to just make a statement, they could beat all three of these teams, because one of those teams they will end up seeing again, right? So with that being said, that's the reason why I just kind of call it like that. But for sure, I definitely don't think that I'll be honest. I mean, I think Seattle is going to the Super Bowl. If not Dallas, I think Seattle is going. And, you know, and I said this in our other show, that's the team that scares me. You talk about, you know, meeting all the advantages that you could possibly have in your back pocket, being at home, no weather adversity or anything like that. You would be thankful to play in AT&T Stadium against Seattle instead of having to go up to Seattle and play in the cold, rainy climate against those Seahawks. But Dallas,
yeah.
You have to see a team like the Seahawks. When you talk about veteranship, you're talking about, you know, a team that started off kind of shaky, but now they're, 7-3-1. You know, the Seahawks are a team that if I'm Dallas, I'm a little concerned about. I'm not really concerned about, you know, Winston. I'm not really concerned about the Giants, honestly. The Lions have all, you know, the Lions play in the NFC North.
Again,
so really,
Matthew Stafford is on fire. I believe they won today as well.
They did. They beat New Orleans.
Yeah, they won today. Yeah, that's right. They beat New Orleans today. And Sunday Night Football is on. I know if you guys are watching the Seahawks play the Carolina Panthers. In Carolina, listen, I am of the mindset, I said it last year, gosh darn it, that was supposed to be Dallas's 15-1 season last year, okay? Not the outcome, not the final outcome. That Super Bowl outcome was awful. But that was supposed to be Dallas last year if Tony Romo wasn't hurt. So it's not a surprise to me. Well, it is a surprise. It's a very big surprise because of who is leading us to this 11-1 record. But again, that was supposed to be Dallas. But I don't know if you guys are watching now. Seattle's playing the Carolina Panthers, and they are currently up 17-7. You know, before last week's game, Seattle was a problem for me as well. They were a concern of mine. But that marked the third time this season where they did not even score a touchdown.
Yeah.
That is a concern of mine, if I am a Seattle Seahawks fan.
Oh, yeah, for
they
sure.
They scored 5 points against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, teams that they are supposed to be beating and flying through. I mean, of course, this Carolina game, I mean, Carolina's Carolina, no shade. But, you know, really, teams they're supposed to be beating, they're not even scoring, you know, 7 points on. So, you know, last week's game against the Bucks with them kind of made me be like, dude, does Dallas really need to be concerned? But, again, you don't want to sleep on any team because it is any given Sunday. So you're going 24-14 Dallas. I'm going 24-20 New York.
Yeah, cool.
The Giants,
cool.
Man. I think the Giants might get it. So I definitely want to go ahead and, you know, the part of the show where we, you know, spend a little bit of time on me. I'm giving out the AMVP. Josh is going to give out his JMVP. And unfortunately, I believe we're going to have Billy Joe back on the show. Billy Joe, cool, man. He cool, man. He just, God, man, that thing is emotional. And I just, I don't really know. But my AMVP, we didn't talk about this much on the show, but special team is easily the reason why they won that game against Minnesota. I'm going to give the AMVP to Mr. Kyle Wilbur.
Okay.
Forced that fumble, which eventually set up the game-winning touchdown. I mean, Dan Bailey kicked the field goal after that. So, you know, I mean, Dan Bailey kicked the game-winning – he had the game-winning score, you know. Go ahead and score. But Dez had that touchdown after Kyle Wilbur forced that fumble. And he just pretty much snatched it from a man – that is the defense is definitely, you know, again, we didn't talk about that much on the show, but the defense is definitely the reason why Dallas won that game. And you can give very much of the same credit to the special teams because without that fumble, Dallas was very stagnant. They could not move down the field. Like you said earlier, we are probably having a different conversation had then that happened. So shout out to Kyle Wilbur for getting Ashley's AMVP award. Josh, who's your AMVP of the game?
Well, I don't know. Let me see.
He's going Dak, y'all. He's going Dak. He's going Dak.
I'm not going Dak. Me and Billy Joe are two different people. I can admit that Dak Prescott does not deserve that. I'll give it to Bailey. Okay, I'll give it to Bailey. As you mentioned,
you giving it to Dan Money Bailey.
I am. Hell, he should win the MVP of the team because his field goals have saved the Dallas Cowboys on some possible losses. You look at some of these games where he can kick the ball from deep as hell. I will definitely give it to Bailey. We gotta show special teams. You know, you showing special teams some love. I'm gonna show their kicker some love. I'm giving it to Dan Moneyball Bailey.
Okay, that's cool.
That's who
he is. Money automatic. He's automatic.
Automatic.
He does it in his sleep.
He does. And remember that 1 week you gave us that statistic about how it was so many missed field goals that 1 week of football? So, yeah, so it's good to have that type of a kicker on your team where you don't have to worry about if you're on the 49-yard line and you need a quick three. Bailey got your back.
That's true. But, that's true. That's a good MVP. That's a good JMVP. I give you that. Let me – is Billy?
I think he's – I saw a 612 number pop up. Are you still in Minneapolis, Billy? Hello, Billy, are you there? Hello. Hi, how y'all doing? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Billy. How are you, Billy?
Not doing so well. I'm still here in Minnesota. I was going to cover the game for you guys for Fox Sports 1340, and me and my dog Betsy and my wife Luann, we took the Graham bus all the way from Jackson, Mississippi.
Time out before you go any further, Billy Joe. You don't work for us. How were you going as a fan and just going to give us some?
Well,
You don't work for Fox Sports 1340.
I was, came up to Minnesota with Fancy and Luann, and I was covering the game for Fox Sports 1340. I just told a white lie. I didn't think nothing bad was going to happen.
Wait a minute. Again, Billy, you don't work for us, so how are you about to cover the game? I mean, were you about to just give us information from a spectator's point? Because you don't work for us, Billy Joe.
I know, but I went to the media Wilkawinda, and I was just going to say Foxford's 1340, the Cowboys' number one source for all things Dallas Cowboys in the Mid-Atlantic, and maybe they would have just handed me a little media pass or something and gave Betsy one and Luann. And they told me that I was denied, and they took that from me. And I drove all the way from Mississippi to go to the game. They took back.
Wow.
There's no reason to be here. And now we're all stranded.
There's still a reason to live, Billy. Does Dak even know you? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Does Dak even know you, Billy Joe?
Yes,
I mean, you said he did. I'm not necessarily. Does he know you exist? I mean, you.
Yes, he know. I've been covering him his whole life. And they took back. Calm down, Betsy. I know I gotta do it. I'm sorry.
Is that your dog in the background?
Yeah, we're here at the Greyhound station.
You trying to get the dog
right
into
back there?
Hello?
Billy Jones, who is Billy Jones on with? My name is Luann. Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi, Luann. This is Cowboys on Fox Sports 1340 AM, and Billy wanted to, just tell us about his experience in Minneapolis, to check out the Vikings Cowboys game, and, was going to give us his MVP again this week on who he thought was MVP of the game.
I am so pissed. I'm so sorry. Hey, how y'all? I'm Luann. I'm Billy Joe Wapping. I should slap the hell out of you, Billy Joe. But let me tell you, he brought us up here way from Jackson, Mississippi on the Greyhound bus talking about, Luann and Betsy, go ahead and sell everything you own. Sell it to LBY. Put it on, the deed. Go ahead, take it down to the thrift mart because they, give you some cash back on it. So we just sat there and put the double wide up and got a loan on it. Came all the way up here to Minnesota thinking we're finna see the Dallas Cowboys. And let me tell you about me. I'm Luann, as I was saying, I'm from Tupelo, Mississippi, and I love the Dallas Cowboys. My papa was a Dallas Cowboys fan. My papa was a Dallas Cowboys fan. But I am so pissed. Billy Joe didn't even have no tickets, and he got us up here at the Greyhound Station with all these scary-looking people. I'm more nervous than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. I am just pissed. I'm 38 hot like a gun.
Well, I'm sorry for your troubles, Luann. So, you guys didn't get into the game at all.
And if I hear one more damn thing about a damn back, I'm just sick of it. Look, you're talking about MVP. Let me say who was the MVP. It sure as hell wasn't the Greyhound because we're still stranded in Minnesota. But the MVP should be the Minnesota special teams. They the one gave us the game. I surely said it. They need nothing. They're fumbling the ball all over. They're just a poor excuse for a football team. I know they're waiting for Teddy Bridgewater, but I cannot wait to get the hell out of Minnesota, and he going to sit there and go to the media box. I thought he worked at Fox Sports. He know he worked at the general store.
Yeah, I asked him about that, Luann, and, you know, he's just obviously a great lover. So we're going to get your MVP. Thank you. So your MVP would be the Minnesota Vikings. They're off. They're special teams. That's who you're giving the MVP.
Okay. Yeah, they deserve the MVP. And I need a bus ticket. I don't know if you guys can find me back home or something, but Betsy and Billy Joe, all I care, they can go kick rocks and stay in this blizzard together.
Yeah, no. It's our, we can't help you on that front. You know,
You guys don't cover expenses. I need to get home.
Well, Billy Joe doesn't work for us. So, and you know he doesn't work. You just said he works for the general store. So, but thank you for being here. Thank you, Billy Joe. You guys have a good one. Have a safe trip back. Josh, hello. Josh.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
I really think that's the last time we need to have him on the show. He's way too emotional. I can't.
I cannot. This is the reason why, you know, we're not going to be great with Billy Joe claiming that he worked for us. We're going to we're going to have to, like, send an email to different teams and let them know, like, Billy Joe does not work for Fox Sports WHAP.
He doesn't. And that's just the point of the matter. And, listen, we are wrapping things up here at Cowboys, though. It's another crazy week, man. Like, I can't deal. It's another crazy week here at Cowboys on Fox Sports 1340 AM. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. My AMVP, Kyle Wilbur, Josh's AMVP, Dan Money Bailey, Luann's LMVP was the Minnesota Vikings special team. Right, was the Minnesota Vikings special team. So, again, we are looking ahead to Dallas playing the New York Giants Sunday night, prime time, for the entire world to see. If the Dallas Cowboys win that game, they do clinch the division title. That will be one to see. We want you guys to reach out to us on our Facebook. Josh, first of all, before we even do that, before we sign out, go ahead and shout your areas out in Dallas. You know, I know Irving, Arlington, you know, Dallas. Thank you guys so much for listening to us. Who else, Josh? I'm not.
Hey, man.
You know, Josh is a traveling man.
Right. Shout out to everybody from Fort Worth over to Mesquite, Garland, Richardson, Grapevine, Denton. Shout out to Denton, everybody over there in Denton and Mesquite that's checking in with us. We appreciate you guys, like, in a serious
really
note.
Do.
The reason
really
why Fox Sports 1340 is known all over right now when it comes to this Dallas Cowboys coverage is because you guys check in with us. You guys read the articles.
Yes.
You retweet the articles. You guys listen to the pod, Cowboys Zone. You guys have definitely helped us out, and we will continue bringing the latest Cowboys information, whether it's in-game when possible or whether it's here on the Cowboys Zone. So we definitely got your back. I want to say one quick thing before we go. If you're listening, please put a restraining order against Billy Joe because I'm concerned
please.
For your safety at this point.
I'm concerned for your safety, too.
I mean,
he said there's no reason to live. They took you away from him as if he had access to you in the first place, Bill. I'm not even sure what happened, but we want you guys to reach out to us on our social media. We've been getting really good feedback. You guys are really liking the show. So many people all around the country that are Cowboys fans that are truly loving this show. So we want you guys to continue to listen to us and, you know, let us know what we can do to grow. And, you know, also make sure that you tweet us, like, questions that you guys would like answered so we can answer them for you on the show. If you want to tweet me, I am at @AshleyBaker_21 on Twitter. Josh?
I am the Josh A. Vincent over there at Twitter. And you can follow us at Fox Sports 1340 AM Fox Sports on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. We're on Instagram. I like what you say, Ashley. Everywhere you are, we are. And that is very true.
We are trying to give you guys the maximum coverage. And, again, make sure you guys reach out to us. We are signing out. Josh, thanks so much again. We have to do this again. I will not be here next week, guys. I will truly miss you guys. But
you're not
going to
miss us. You're
going to
be in the white sand.
In the Dominican Republic. Listen, I'm going to have a great time in the Dominican Republic, and I hope that you guys And I know my boys are gonna hold it down
we will.
next
we
week
you.
On Cowboy Zone. So thanks for tuning in, guys, and we are signing out.